Would you care to step outside?
What are you doing today?
Superman!
That's right, I'm here.
Who are you? The lasso of Hastia compels me to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
You have failed this city.
What is up, everybody? It's DC on RMD, the Arrow Edition, the second to last Arrow Edition, because we're on episode 9 here. I am the one and only Bobby D, and with me in the studio is Mike.
Hello.
And recovered from her surgery, and back in the studio with me is Angelica.
Hello.
Unfortunately, the guy getting the gender reassignment surgery is still trying to figure out where to put his other testicle. Ryan will not be here today.
He's playing fake war. Probably.
No, he's doing home show stuff, or I don't know.
He's the water boy this weekend.
Yeah.
Bitch boy.
So today we'll be breaking down the backdoor pilots of Birds of Prey, or not Birds of Prey, I wish it was Birds of Prey, that'd be a better breakdown to do, of Green Arrow and the Canaries. But first, a little bit of news. You know, Stephen Amell was having panic attacks?
What?
That he wanted to quit after season 7, but fiscally, he wanted to stick around because it would help everybody out. He went on Michael Rosen, Bloomberg, I don't know, the old Lex Luthor from Smallville's podcast, recorded for 20 minutes, had a panic attack, and left.
Rosenbaum.
Bomb. I thought it was something Jewish.
Yeah, you're close.
Yeah, whatever. Racist much. I almost feel bad for Steven. Steven wanted out of this.
Season 7? What was season 7?
That was last season, wasn't it? Wait, no, we're on. What are we on now?
No, I think you're right.
So he was having panic attacks, and he like legitimately came back on, went on the podcast, sat there for 20 minutes, and you know, the guy told him he wouldn't release it, and he says, "No, you're fine. I'll come back and I'll explain what was going on." So this dude has had some struggles going on with his health based on this show.
Jesus.
So yeah, he's like, I didn't the Rosie podcast. Well, they had to cut it short because I had a full panic attack. It wasn't pretty. I came back a few weeks ago to chat about it. I was in a really bad spot. I'm happy to report I am doing much better now. I feel sad for this man.
I do too.
This man cared so much about this stuff that it drove him to like kind of a brink of not insanity, but just panic attacks.
I think it would for me too, because you see like where it's slipping. I'm sure he had an idea of where he wanted his ending to be. And it doesn't really seem like he got it.
No, not at all. Because he was not even happy with all the crossovers when they started. If you remember 3 years ago, he said, "I don't know how we're going to make this work, but apparently they want to do this." He tweeted it, and then I believe it got deleted. He has been unhappy with the direction Arrow has taken since everyone stopped giving a shit. In terms of producers and writers, when they started doing new shows every week, let's do Flash, let's do Legends, and they started stripping that writing room down to the bare bones, that's when he wanted to leave. Guaranteed. When did he start doing the wrestling stuff?
Some history here. Back in December 2017, Mill had a similar experience. Over the past few years since I've become a parent, I've really been risk averse in really particular ways. Ninja Warrior, no problem. Professional wrestling, no problem. I can't wait for my next match. But for some reason, heights have started to destroy me, because when I'm up really high, I started asking myself the simple question, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
And so, you know, so it was obviously this shit started, you know, almost 3 years ago, two and a half, you know, whatever years ago for this man. And he's been struggling with it ever since. And you just wonder, like, how much of a relief it's probably for him now that he can actually just do what he wants and not be tied to that schedule up in Vancouver. Because I believe he lives in Palm Springs. And, you know, that's where his kid and his wife and everything are. And, you know, like you were talking about, he looked like he was looking for so many other things to do.
Yeah. Well, even my sister, who doesn't really watch the show, she's a fan of Stephen Amell because, you know, handsome guy. And she saw the last episode with him and she was just like, what? Like, he looks so scruffy and kind of like pudgy. And he's not at all, but he definitely like looks worn down compared to previous seasons.
Yeah.
And I can understand why.
Well, again, I don't like seeing this stuff about people that have actually cared.
Dude, he cared so much about the whole universe and everything. And he's been so great to everyone on the team. And man, like I hate the way that he went down. I hated his goodbye. Like they should have done better for him.
Yeah. So that's just a little bit of news that I figured I'd bring up because it was kind of shocking for me to read that or, you know, for that to come across my desk and be like, oh man, this dude's actually still struggling with some of this stuff. And, you know, hopefully he gets better. But speaking of not getting better, episode 9 of season 8, Green Arrow and the Canaries, Living for the Future. Directed by Tara Mealey, written by Beth Schwartz, Mark Guggenheim, Jill Blankenship, and Oscar Balderrama. I'm guessing those last two will be taking over the reins for this, and it will probably end up being the showrunner. Now, I don't know where to start with this.
Let's start with what the internet thought, because I think for the most part, the internet was on crack.
Oh, wait. Okay. We're going straight to the internet reviews. Let's go.
Amazing episode. Let's see. Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag, but for the most part, like I get people that are like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for the next episode. I watched this twice already. And then you've got like the other half. It's pretty split.
How much are these are paid? Because you got to think, like, has the American audience really been dumbed down that much to where they can actually watch this and think it was a fantastic episode? Let's say you want to be a team player and you want to be supportive of your favorite network of that does all the best DC content, let's just say.
HBO Max? But
DC Universe.
Oh, sorry. I was so confused.
Let's just say you want to be supportive. You want to be a good person, right?
Good little doobie.
Hey, nice start. I'm anxious to see how it turns out. Things like that, but really fantastic.
So this is where I'm at with it right now, is that I dug it until they started kind of I had these worries going into these shows about what Crisis would do for the shows.
Yeah.
That this was, I've said it on a bunch of shows and I'll say it again, that this was a basic soft reboot of the universe, but you basically took a chalkboard and you wiped off everything that was there, but you gave the same crayons to the same kids to redraw on the board.
Well, and the thing is like DC has done this before with comics. They did New 52 and people were like, for a couple of those comics and stuff, like, why did you do that? Like, when will DC learn?
So what I'm really confused about is, so I read the rebirth of Green Arrow, to where they try to reintroduce Green Arrow and Black Canary as being lovers again. And they had like these weird little flashes back and forth as they were trying to remember what was going on. And I really thought we were getting there. And I don't what I don't get was, you know, the side effect of the crisis was, of course, the kids are now back in 2040. The Canaries are there also. You know, Laurel showed up for some reason, you know, through her sister because of a iPad, you know, Barry Allen type story.
Bullshit.
That they wanted to go.
So contrived.
Well, and this is the problem that I have. If you didn't. So, Mike, you covered the first season of Legends with us when they went to Star City 2041.
Right.
Oliver Queen was basically the Howard Hughes sitting in his fucking bunker, pissing in the thing, long-ass fingernails, one arm. But they retconned that in The Crisis, that Sarah went to go find him because the super baby fell to the wrong Earth, and that wasn't Oliver Queen as we know it. Yet when you show the thing, it showed the Star City was going to that same place But yet you kind of retcon that before with this is a different world. Now, I don't know if they did that intentionally because then, okay, well, Deathstroke was Deathstroke's kid in that Legends of Tomorrow, and now Deathstroke could be JJ again. And
no, it's dumb. They fucked it up, and they're not sticking with their timelines. They're just like, oh, it's a different world. Like, it doesn't work like that. Traveling through time and space is traveling through time and space. If there are different multiverses, traveling through there is a completely different thing. You don't get to just run through time and be able to go to a different universe.
It doesn't work that way?
No, it doesn't. I don't care what bullshit logic that they're making. What color
crayon they wrote on the wall with.
Exactly. Like, that's not how it works. And you don't get to just be like, well, this is how it's working in this universe. Shut the fuck up. That's not how it works.
The entire concept behind this backdoor spinoff pilot is the very reason why I quit watching The Flash. You still remember the episode, right, Bob? Where I just looked at you and said, I'm done.
Yeah.
They make it up as they go. There is no thought process behind any of the science. And I'm okay. I'm not one of those science nerds where you have to get all the science right. We're dealing with science fiction for the most part. I'm okay with that. But once you set your rules...
Stick with your rules.
Yeah. Stick with your rules, because then it looks like you're just making it up as you go, and you change things whenever you want. And now you have an entire stable of shows on the CW. And then in your convoluted crossover, you brought in the rest of the DC content into your convoluted mess to where none of it makes sense. None of it works. In each show where it should work, it still doesn't work. You just make it up, like with this iPad scenario and Martian Manhunter's ability to bring back memories that aren't really yours. You're not that person, but we're going to give you the memories of this person. Well, or are they that person, Bob?
See, and I think they're that person.
You think, but you're not sure, right?
At this point, no, because I think what I was hoping for was that they weren't going to be that person and that we could establish new things. Like, I honestly was like, cool, like, JJ's not a dickhead. Like, this isn't a thing. Like, some of the stuff that we weren't really into in the flash forwards from last season of Arrow, I thought maybe they kind of retconned it with the soft reboot, and that way they could establish their own story, their own thing.
Can we just jump to that bullshit of the JJ remembering who he was type of thing? Okay, cool. Go ahead.
No, but like, I wanted them to kind of like retcon it so we could set something new for people, that this wasn't a kind of...
Bob, they did retcon it, and then they brought it back in.
I know, but I did want that.
It's
like,
so fucking stupid.
Like, if you're going to commit to... That's the problem, is they can't ever commit to anything.
They literally set the board to where they could start fresh. But these aren't the same people. They're not, because if they were, Bob, there would have been a Deathstroke.
But
there
the thing been, is they're not the same people.
No, they gave them the memories of another version of themselves.
You're right. So if I got memories of where I'm a serial killer, obviously I'm going to become a serial killer. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
There's a movie like that, to where like Jeff, somebody gets an arm of a serial killer and it takes over his body. And
that's
starts
different.
Killing.
That's a Rick and
that's
Morty
different.
Episode.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Rick and Morty episode. It was the first rated R movie I watched when I was like 16. It's called like Body Parts.
That's different though. That's something taking over you. You know, that's something taking over you. It's not like I have memories of being this piece of shit. I automatically have to become this piece of shit.
Honestly,
they had a way out, Bob.
I know, but that's what I wanted, because you think about it. If you're trying to establish something with a new audience,
tell a new story, your own story,
a new story. And that goes back to what we were just talking about on our new show. It's a brand new show out there. If you haven't seen it, go out and download it. Thank you.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Listen to it.
Like, we didn't do video.
We didn't.
But that's, you know, that's the whole like anthology part of the TV shows that should be out there. It's like, cool, this is Oliver Queen's daughter. You know, he might have trained her, or at least have the knowledge of her, that she knows some shit, but she's trying to lead a straight life. You know, and not be a vigilante like her dad, because we don't need it. We have 20 years without crime.
Why is it gonna be a straight life, Bob?
Okay, be a gay life.
Why can't it be a bi life?
By life. Guys, do whatever you want.
Everyone's a little gay. Come on.
Yeah, everybody's gay. We already talked about it. Except Mike. Straight as an arrow.
Just giggling over there. No.
But, you know, we just have that story. That way, You don't bring in 8 years of baggage from another freaking TV show. It's like, cool, this is Diggle's kids. These are, you know, Renee's kids. They've all grown up. I mean, this is a classic thing of what you should see out of some of these TV shows is, all right, we're getting, you know, some brand new story. That way, if I want to come in and watch this as a new viewer, I'm not being caught up in what happened in 7 years ago.
If I was a new viewer, Bob, let's say I'm like, you know what? I'm going to check out this show. I would have turned it off after 20 minutes. Not because it was convoluted. It was. But because I would have no idea what's going on because this isn't a new show. This is a continuation. This,
right.
This isn't a spinoff. This is a continuation of what we've seen.
You're basically giving a full-time show to the flash forwards.
All you did, yes, all you did was change the lead.
Which is what we were concerned about from the very beginning when they started doing this.
You're right. Last season, right?
Yep. They're like, please don't do this.
I forgot we talked about that. All they did was pass the torch to Mia and continue the show.
I mean, because honestly, in my head, I was like at the beginning when it's like, oh, yes, Diggle and Oliver's kids got together. You know, it's a cool storybook type thing. By the end of it, I was going, great, they're going to fucking hate each other. Or I wanted him to be Deathstroke the whole time, but her not know. Not have like the Martian Manhunter ring, which is not canon to shit. He can't pass his telepathic powers to a ring. Anyway, that's another story.
It's science.
Oh, science from a fucking Martian that you got a mind meld with, and so you get in your head.
I know that, like, what we should be concerned about, like, as critical thinkers of TV shows, blah, 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 who was the person with the ring? But you know what? Don't care, because I'm far too stuck on why the fuck does it matter if he remembers that he can carry on being a happy person.
Yeah. I honestly just would have liked him to be like incognito Deathstroke the whole time, and then to have that some kind of mid-season reveal to her that she, you know, she's trying to help the Canaries fight this Deathstroke gang that came out of nowhere.
He tries to be Deathstroke now in his happy little life, and he just dies right away.
You know what I mean? Like there was just so many different things that they could have done a lot better that I just wasn't buying with it. There was nothing there. Angelica brought up some of, like, right off the bat, like, I didn't know what you were talking about because I didn't watch it.
Oh, like, but in the first 5 seconds, I text Bob and I was like, what the fuck is this makeup?
It looked like she was doing makeup in the passenger side of a car and somebody took a left turn real quick and she drew a line.
Who?
Laurel.
Laurel.
Oh, yeah.
They made her makeup to be very sharp and kind of bird-like, and I get what they were doing and stuff, but it's like they obviously got a new makeup artist and she went fucking crazy. Even for Mia's like graduation party, she had like green and like little beads and stuff, and I was just like, all right, honey, you need to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, and so I don't know, I didn't expect to hate it, like I not like it as much as I did watching it. Like after a while I was just like, I'm over what's going on here.
Yeah.
And I expected better. And with only two more episodes left of Arrow, I know what the backdoor pilot is supposed to be. But every backdoor pilot they've ever done on Arrow, whether it was Legends backdoor pilot or whether it was for Barry's backdoor pilot, Oliver was involved in it. And being that there's only two shows left, like I don't know what to expect next week.
Oh, you're watching it next week?
Yeah, I'm going to drive out there and I'm going to get you again, tow you in here.
I have to watch it again next week?
No, you can just come in and talk.
I think
Ryan did a whole show without watching it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're right. I'll just be like, fuck Mia. And then that's it. Although she is a lot more likable now that they don't have like weird kinky hair on her.
I think my biggest problem with this is just
writing.
Yes. Let's forget all our own little wants and things that they should have done, right?
Yeah.
Which I agree with all of the things we've just gone over, obviously. But just from a writing standpoint, it's just awful. It's predictable as fuck. I literally knew every beat before it happened. Felt like they wrote this during their lunch break.
Yeah, you're right. It felt rushed. And after I watched it, I was like, this was a waste of my time.
I mean, Dinah, why are you here? I just woke up here.
I just woke up here and I just wanted to show you guys I could sing. Hopefully you hire me for something else.
Well, she's also trying to pursue, this actress is pursuing an acting or a singing career now.
So obviously, yeah.
Yes, right? I started laughing because I just saw her promoting her some album or single on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, of course you're singing. Yep.
Well,
all right.
And then what they also tried to do was, you know, oh, we're going to put her in a clock tower. And, you know, DC fans will fall in love with this because everybody, like, the you know, it's the clock tower.
Yeah.
There was just
okay. So that even that Bob made me mad though, because like at the end, the way she said it, she's all, well, hey, we can have headquarters here. I mean, I'm like, of course you can, because that's all, I knew that from the moment you took Laurel to the top. I was like, this is going to be where they hang out and do their thing.
Yeah.
Everything is just, it's so fucking mindless and predictable.
You notice how his voice warmed up?
And it makes me angry because I love two of them. I love Laurel. Always have. Even during her slumps when people hated on her in Arrow, I liked her. I always thought there was so much potential that you can do with this character.
Yeah, she got screwed.
Got screwed. And I'm glad she has another show to be on. But it just frustrates me that we cannot get some goddamn good writers on the CW. Where are they? Do they just not exist? Do you not hire good writers on the CW?
Is it the Vancouver cattlecade of writers that they're just rotating through? I mean,
what's the only show that has fresh blood and it's actually decent? At least the first season was, that because we watched it.
Well,
Black Lightning
and Batwoman's on the same boat where they're not using the same writers.
And it's fresh, right? Yeah. They need to quit recycling. I mean, I was talking to some people, some friends of mine who don't really listen to any of these podcasts and don't really pay attention to reviews. And they were talking about DC content and they brought up the CW stuff. And they said, you know, I can't watch it because I'll watch one show and I'll give another one a shot. And they're all like watching the exact same show. Yep. Yeah, the exact same characters going through the exact same melodrama. It's he said, she said melodrama, then someone's relationships. Lying. It's the same show with different people.
This is my Lego set. I have 73,000 different Legos and somehow I keep building the same thing.
They need to get rid of all the writers and start new if they want a show to actually feel different, because the shows haven't felt different on the CW from the DC side since the first season of Legends.
Yeah, they're all in the same boat, and it's sad. So I don't know. We're going to take a quick break so people can calm their nerves. When we get back, we'll continue this.
Mike will be back with a crappy voice. Don't worry.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Like these guys that are insecure with women that make more money. I'm like, no, please make more money than me. Please. God.
Yeah, that's, I've never understood
that. Listen, if you just need some good dick, I will give it to you. If that's my entire job, if that is my entire job.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to dick this old woman real good.
Or even just, I don't even care if it's a, you know, a woman my age. If she wants to go and make the money, she says, listen, I want you to stay at home. I'm fucking ready. I'm ready to retire.
That's what Obamacare should have been. Universal health care coverage.
That's called a dictatorship and a harem.
Hey, I'm for it. Hey, count me in.
Why can't we have the reverse Middle East?
Yes.
You know, I will.
Yes.
Amazonians.
Oh, fuck.
I will wear that hijab. What's it called?
I think that's right. I don't know.
Hijab?
Burqa?
Listen. Burqa, yeah. I have no fucking
pride.
You want me to wear a hijab?
I knew the answer.
And you want me to walk 10 paces behind you, but then I get some good vag later? Okay. Who gives a shit?
Dude, I'm saying.
You want to throw rocks at me if I look at another woman? Okay. I shouldn't have looked. I shouldn't.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
Keep Rain Man Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page. Your continued support allows us to continue to make great content and offer even better features in the future. Help us keep the lights on in the studio by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/RainManDigital to pledge.
All right, we are back. Now, Were there any redeeming qualities here, like fight scenes, anything that got you anything going for you, Angelica?
Laurel.
That's it?
That's literally it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
As I watched it for her.
Now,
that's it.
I was honestly okay with the final fight scene until we got to the WrestleMania pyro scene as we jumped off of the building.
Oh, my God. That was... God. I thought I was watching a comedy.
It looked like right? It was just pyro.
What did Laurel say right when they jumped off? Something really stupid. I was so angry. Now I can't remember what it was. But I was like, really? You wrote that and you made her say it. Wow.
What was it? It was really stupid. And I think that's when I was just like, no. And then the explosions happened and I was just like, no. And then they get to the very bottom and it's just like,
who are you bitches? Are you bitches?
And I was just like, okay. I think that's exactly when I text you and I was like, can we be done now? I'm done with this show. This is not Arrow anymore.
Who are you bitches?
That's the thing that we're getting to with this is that they've spent so much time and accomplished absolutely nothing to get these characters where they are. Like, what?
I'm sorry, but like, who the fuck? Like, you,
you're fine.
Just
go.
Like, who the fuck says that after you've been saved, after they just saved you, got you off of
who weird, are you, bitch?
Who says that? It would be like, oh my god, thank you.
I'm pretty sure I saw that on live PD once when the cameraman showed up. Who you bitches?
Yeah.
Why are you recording me? Get that shit out of here.
Hello, live PD.
Hello, PD.
I don't got my makeup on, honey.
Like that? In no way. I don't.
Hey.
Like. In no way would you say that after all of that went down. You would be grateful and happy that you're alive.
Like, this is the line that's going to seal it for everybody.
It is. That's where they jumped the shark, is where they jumped off the building. And
she's
then,
like, who are you cunts? You can't say that. We're on CW. Oh.
Who are you crackers?
Yeah, that one. That would have been better.
Yeah.
That's essentially
crackers
what...
Crackers be crazy jumping off roofs.
You're so crazy, crackers.
But I mean, that's essentially what they did is... Whoa, Siri, calm
Siri
down.
Just didn't like me saying, who are you crackers?
Sounds like you're talking to a bunch of white people. Maybe let's try a different racial slur. Honkies.
She likes it.
Honky-tonkies.
It was just there was I liked the fight scene and I was like, oh cool, we're gonna get the cool Arrow explosion here at the end. And then I was like, oh my god, I've seen this pyro at WrestleMania live. It, you know, set it up on the stage and
like,
you
a
know,
Rammstein concert.
What
Rammstein. What the fuck was in that building to make it explode like that?
It was a fireworks factory
apparently. Yeah,
I didn't understand that. Like, was it, hey, like
Mike,
gas?
Does your garden have a readily accessible gas pipe up top?
No, it's not how you make plants grow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poison ivy wouldn't like that gas being that close to them plants.
No.
Now, the other thing that kind of bugged me is I was digging, like, I don't know why they decided to give her voice back, her canary cry. For
right?
Dinah. Because we dealt with that in the flash forwards for so long. That she didn't have her cry. And that was part of me thinking that this was really going to be a soft reboot to the future. That, you know, okay, she didn't have the scar. She had her cry and all this other stuff. And she's like, I just woke up with it.
No.
I mean, that's your answer. You've been planning this for a year.
And you're just turning it into, I woke up like this.
Yeah.
There's just so many things like that are just silly. Like at the end when Mia's, what's Oliver's son's name?
William.
William says, yeah, the media's been calling me all day asking me if I'm Green Arrow. Like, okay, dude.
You're pudgy.
I'm like, Mia is maybe 105, okay, 105 pounds. And they're calling men to think that they think a guy is Green Arrow. Well, anybody would put it together. Mia is the Green Arrow. She's 105. She looked like she was 105 as she's hitting guys who are like probably 220 and 230 and they're going flying across the fucking room.
I did like that this episode they showed that flashback of her getting crushed on the table and her shoe flying off. That was my favorite part of this episode.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I didn't because I saw it and I was like,
There she
best
goes
best part again. Of the episode.
Yeah, I don't know.
She goes flying off. I forgot about that.
With, if God. There's a gif out there of just her getting like crushed gold. On the table and her shoe flying off.
And what's up with this music, too, by the way?
That's one of the things that I had a gripe with, definitely, was the music. I was just like, why?
Felt like reject Daft Punk. Like, they couldn't afford it.
Why, yo, bitches? That's got to be the closing to every show I ever do. I don't care if it's a DC show or not. When I do a Marvel show next week, I want it to close out. Who are you, bitches?
Fucking hate it.
It's embarrassing. Would you not be embarrassed if you were like, let's say, Katie Cassidy, and you're at the little screening for this backdoor pilot and you invited some friends and family, you know, to come watch it? Like, wouldn't you be a little like embarrassing?
Yeah, for sure. It's a little cringy. Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you this. We're not covering it.
No.
Why not?
Because 2020, we're not covering crap anymore.
Yep.
That's actually Rain Man's new
resolution.
Yes.
For 2020.
Slogan. We don't cover crap anymore.
Except for one more episode of this crap.
Except for one more episode. As soon as we wipe this off our ass, there's no more crap.
Need a wet wipe.
So one of the ideas I had for, you know, a future show, it was going to be called One Shot. We give a show one shot. Would we watch it again? For this show, it would be no.
Fuck no.
Mike?
Don't be nice.
Mike, would you watch this again?
This is a pilot. It's really bad. And hold on a second. And I know, Bob, you and I, we keep, for some reason, we're like that woman who keeps telling her friends that her husband is going to quit beating her. He promised he's going to get help. And you and I never learn our lessons, Bob. Because we keep thinking the CW shows are going to get better. How many conversations have we had?
Enough that you let me cancel a couple shows.
Well, finally, or like, let's just do it. And you wanted, we were going to cancel before this TV season started. And you're like, well, no, let's see.
I'm going to give it one shot. I want to get to the crossover.
Let's see what happens with the crossover. I think it's going to be better. And then halfway through the crossover, you're like, we're done. I'm fucking done with Flash and all these other ones.
You
want to
know why? Because they keep lying about the stuff that they're making. We're doing Flashpoint lies. We're doing this now. Fucking lies. We're doing...
This season, we're going to hire real writers, guys. Lies.
Lies. All of it. Lies.
Yeah, real writers. That means they can actually write, like, their names. That's
it. Yeah. Lies. All lies. And then they were like, crisis. I'm like, okay. You already burned me with Flashpoint. I'm not falling for that shit again.
The only crisis is I can't turn this off fast enough.
Yeah.
So, Mike, are you going to give it another shot?
No. I can't.
Why did you pause?
I wanted to give it at least 6 episodes, but I'm done. I'm fucking done. It's not going to get better. That's where I was going with this. We keep thinking it's going to get better. And every new show, except for maybe Batwoman, it just gets worse and worse. And I'm telling you, Batwoman, Bob, probably season 2 is going to suffer because that's all the shows start off fine, usually with the first season, and then it all falls apart.
Just keep a good villain.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I really
villains
want.
Make TV shows.
They do.
Rule number one.
Have a good villain.
Nobody cares about heroes. Everybody cares about the villains.
Fuck
make
yeah.
the heroes better. Well, I'm not even going to do the Rain Man review on this one where we're going to give it a number because we can't go negative. I think the one shot review of that's 3 no's that we will probably not ever watch the show again. It is enough for everybody.
I feel like a 10 is it existed. I would give it a 10. It exists.
It exists.
They put the effort in and made a thing.
I could make a 3-minute video and you would give it a 10, which would be the same amount.
No. Okay, fine. It exists as a 3.
Okay, so this is the most watched Arrow episode of
the
season.
Out. Oh, okay.
But they're celebrating that this is the most watched and it broke records for the most watched this season.
At what, 1.1?
0.92.
Okay.
Not even a full million, and they're celebrating. Aww.
And if you look at the actual ratings on Wikipedia, it's because the show has got momentum as it's went on. It's not like it jumped this much for this. it slowly went up from 0.7 this whole time, like 0.59, I think, to, you know, 0.74, 0.89, like if I remember the ratings right. And, you know, they're just trying to spin it the other way. And look, we still don't know. And those are just the actual TV ratings, not necessarily the app ratings. And all of us watch the damn thing on the app. It's just, it's not for me anymore. Like, this isn't my superheroes.
These I have questions now.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people were coming back to watch this episode to be like, what happened to this character? Or maybe Oliver will come back. So what the fuck happened to Diggle?
They've never explained Diggle in the future.
Yeah, they don't at all.
No.
But his fucking kids are there.
Yes. And that dude at the end wasn't big enough to be Diggle.
So still... no Diggle.
Yeah, they still have never explained what happened to Diggle. And he still didn't get a Green Lantern ring.
I was going to say, he better have a Green Lantern ring when they bring him back. That's the only thing that will bring me back.
Is if Diggle comes back?
With a Green Lantern ring.
All right.
Specifically.
Well, we'll have to see if that ever happens. It's not.
It's not going to. Because HBO
just said, fuck you.
Yeah, HBO's like, we want it.
We're not sharing. You guys can make our universes combine. Doesn't mean we're going to combine our universe with yours.
With your shitty universe.
Anyway.
Oh, you bitches.
On that note.
Poor actress. I feel bad for her.
Well, no, she just said the line.
Yeah, but she just wanted a job. And then they made her read. That's bullshit.
You think that was the line that she read when she came in?
It's like, can you say this?
For audition?
Yeah.
Would you do a line read, please? Who are you bitches?
No. More blacks. I'm sorry.
I was like, she.
More urban, please.
Yo, can you put some black stank on it, please?
No, that's what it felt like. Is it was like it was a typecasted, yo, like, total line.
Who you
like,
bitches?
Have you seen, like, some, like, if you're going stereotypical, have you seen an African-American in a, like, crisis situation like that? It is a lot more screaming, and it is not. Who are you, bitches?
Have you ever seen an African American in a crisis situation?
It's a lot of screaming. This is accurate. Look at it. Never mind. Quit everything. I think I'm actually.
She said
fired.
It's so proper, like it's a thing.
It is a thing.
It is, but just the way you said it was so matter of fact.
Because it's a thing.
Black people scream. Is that what you're basically saying?
Black people scream. Yes. God damn it. I'm not making this better. I'm trying to be like, fuck them for making.
I'm just trying to sit here and let you take that shovel and just keep digging.
I'm going. I'm going.
Commit. I mean, you're committed.
I am. Because I'm like, man, fuck them for putting that in her mouth. She probably doesn't even act like that. And then.
She's British.
She's like, God, I hope so.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That'd be. She gets the Oscar for that line.
For your consideration.
For your consideration.
Who you bitches?
Who are you bitches? Gets the Oscar.
I hope she's in more episodes now. I'll watch this for her.
Just like their misfit that's just in the background. You know too much. You gotta stick around.
All right, let's just end it.
Let's just end it before I get
just,
in trouble.
Like I said, I'm just letting Angelica go. I mean, it's been a while since I've got to watch her face as she struggles.
I'm sure we'll get some complaints. Didn't we get a complaint on your Watchmen show when you guys said something about a guy or girl?
I said gay sex was shocking.
Yeah.
And then backed it up with a very valid fact. And then my co-host came to my defense. Yes.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But don't you worry. I handled that like a fucking champ on the Twitters.
Yes, it wasn't. Not well, like black people scream.
Black people do scream.
All right. Before we get any more complaints.
People scream.
Yeah. As I'm ziplining to the end here.
Are you going to scream?
I'm going to scream on my way out. let us know what you think about the episode. Because we didn't like it. Maybe we're just jaded by it. Who knows? Get at us on our social medias. Let us know. Remember, you can catch any past or future episodes DC on rmd.com. Until next week for the finale of Arrow, we will talk to you later.
I'm really glad everyone hates this episode and isn't going to listen to this.
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.